No.
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 What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
All right, let's do this. Enough busting my balls.
I mean, you somehow made it bigger.
No, I didn't.
It just moved it. You moved the knot far away.
It's like a sailor knot.
I mean, this is great. Everything, like, if we're good until somebody makes a move, and then this whole thing falls apart. I mean, look how that's
it's
plugged
fine.
In.
It's
50%.
Like, and a lot of that, I got to tell you, a lot of the danger is the knot.
It's fine.
I mean, doesn't that literally look like the source of the problem?
That plug
look how everything.
That's a booby trap right yeah. there.
I plugged it in there because I asked you to plug it in
like,
here.
You know
and
what?
Then
the
you
next move.
Unplugged it,
here's the hot
it to
move.
Me.
We take that. We put it on the ground so it doesn't fall and hit the ground.
I think it'll be all right.
I really don't. I think there's one thread keeping that whole fucking expensive piece of equipment on the side of that bed. And that knot is not helping.
I think this knot, it's holding all of us together. So it's fine.
Oh, that thing's going to fall in the middle of this podcast.
No,
it's going to
be all
right now.
Just don't pull on it. You're comfortable.
Just don't move. Yeah,
don't,
that's fine.
Okay,
don't move.
Fine.
I'm good.
Don't move. Yeah, you're good. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new episode of No, Sir, I Don't Like It. I am Carmen Morales. I am your host, and with me is my co-host, featuring, introducing, with,
presenting.
As always, presenting, Brian Vokey. And today we have a wonderful guest, longtime friend, very funny comedian, Mr. Ryan Dalton. Hi, Ryan.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Like it's morning radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the wacky, whimsical ways of Carmen Morales and the Fart Show.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
What's been bothering you?
Cell phones. I'll tell you about it. See you on the other side of 937.
1-800.
I don't know if you know the premise of this podcast, but we have Brian and I talk about things we don't like, and then we have people on and we talk about things that they don't like. So,
right. You got
give
that?
Me. Yeah.
So you came up with a podcast where you complain?
Yeah.
That's something.
Right?
It's really something.
Well, mm-hmm. It's really like bonding with people over things that we mutually can't stand.
Right.
So it's like a rant fest.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that?
No, I just thought it's great that Carmen came up with a podcast about what she does all the time. Complain.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
And yet it
you
is
gotta
taken,
go with what you know,
you
right?
know, sometimes
you get to your strengths.
Sometimes when you do something and you focus, like I used to be the guy in the room
mm-hmm.
who could never not be on. And that's annoying as shit in comedy. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes that
the worst.
Guy.
Yeah.
And I did comedy and that took that away.
And now you're
yeah,
never
me too.
On.
I used to be before I did stand up, I was on all the time too. Like it was into like a to almost like an insane person level. Like I couldn't and it was I was like performing all the time and it was obnoxious.
Right.
I used to be on cocaine all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal.
And now you just save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
You just do cocaine during the podcast.
That's it.
But this is not solving Carmen's
they don't accept that at
complaining problem. Like I'm that's what the point I'm trying to arrive at is that the complaining is just
listen, you got
a
podcast
deluge.
Towards your strengths and
that's
so
true.
That's what I'm doing.
That's
deluge,
true.
Deluge?
I'll never run out.
Yeah, it's a
deluge.
We'll never run out of
a torrent?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that's a better word.
What are we downloading something illegally? What's the torrent? What are we torrenting?
She's an ESL girl.
I was not.
Yeah, you are.
No,
do you know
I'm
what that
not.
Means?
I have no idea.
English as a second language.
It's called ESOL, actually.
ESOL. Yeah, yeah, I know.
So, whatever. It's for people who don't speak English, learning America.
Right.
Yeah, listen to you.
You're learning
into
America?
It, you asshole.
I'm learning America. One podcast at a time.
Yep, pretty much. What don't you like?
What don't I like? Well, I got a list here.
Oh my goodness.
I have a
Look
list
at that.
Here.
Isn't
Boom.
That magic?
In allegedly serial killer font.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is. It's not it is kind of like you would see this on an asylum wall. Like these are the dashes that are counting the days or the amount of or yeah, like days of sunlight that you've seen. Like,
that's true.
They're all just like hash marks.
And I have some ideas that are violently scrawled out of here, like aggressively. Like,
yeah,
can't believe I wrote that down.
Like Tom Waits and Bram Stoker, Dracula.
Like, I feel like some of this has been written in blood before.
Yeah,
where you're that's just fair. Like, where you've just cut the tip of your finger and you're like, fuck it, I have
you
to
gotta
get
write
it
with what you have. Sometimes a good dick joke comes out of blood.
You know?
Yeah.
From your dick.
From your dick. Yeah.
Oh, bloody dick joke. Those are my favorite.
They love that.
They're very niche. The yeah.
So number one is what you're asking?
Whatever. Whatever. Okay. Just tell me something you don't like.
Right now, what's topping the list is celebrities who brag about like their post baby bod. I see these magazines all the time, and it's always like, it's a woman, obviously, mm-hmm. who just had a kid, who unrealistically, like, it'll be like 2 weeks later and is like chiseled with abs. Like, right. It's,
and you don't even know if that was a photograph from them pre-baby either.
I mean, it is such an awful, terrible thing, mm-hmm. because it's like, to understand what changes happen to a woman, we're talking on a genetic level, like your DNA is changing,
yeah,
because
the
of the
fabric
event.
Of your body is changing.
We're not talking
chemically
about, yes,
yeah, the whole thing.
Physics of yeah. it, everything shift, things are shifted around inside, mm-hmm. forever. And then to
the
think
stuff that
if
keeps
a
you alive
could
gets,
turn back into a caterpillar,
yeah.
They go from beautiful
it is
to
a,
bug.
Okay.
It is an amazing thing, but yet a traumatic event at the same time.
Right.
Very traumatic. Like, things are just not the same. And then the thing that makes me so mad about that is that people are like, I mean, look how fast I whip myself back into shape after just growing another person inside me. You should be doing that too. And that's why I hate it. Because every time I see that magazine, I'm like, how dare you make people feel bad for not just instantaneously bouncing back.
Well, yeah, and they're never acknowledging the fact that they have a team of people that are trying to get them
makes
to do that.
Me nuts.
It's not even just, look, if these bitches, because here's the thing, and this is the thing that makes me mad, is it's been broads that have been making things worse for broads as of in the most recent, like the thigh gap was came up with by a woman. Like, these were chicks that were like putting,
that's actually the only invention,
cellophane,
a woman.
Shut the fuck up. So they were putting like fucking saran wrap around their thighs to get them smaller so they wouldn't touch. You know what I'm saying? Like, just ridiculous
I
things.
I love how hard y'all try for us. I really appreciate
don't
it. Really,
y'all, I don't do that shit. I don't give a fuck, because here's the thing, is you guys are gonna fuck us regardless.
I've never even thought that was a hot thing.
It's not gap. It makes them look like their fucking hips are off.
Yeah.
It makes them look like they look weird.
Right.
They don't look like a woman anymore.
Yeah,
now
I've
it looks
never
like
understood how that became a thing.
Yeah, it just looks anorexic. Like, that's like a surefire sign that somebody looks anorexic is when their thighs don't touch. It's
Are we suggesting that magazines in a grocery store aisle are setting unreasonable standards for women?
What isn't even just that, but now
how
it's now it's
you?
Now it's even worse because they're telling pregnant women that they need to
yeah.
That they need to, like, it's already like, you have the choice to believe these fucking magazines or not. That's why I've never lived by them. I don't live with a bunch of shame because I don't look a particular way. But having that said, you're just trying to check out. You're just trying to buy shit for the baby you just had. And you have all these women like, look, you're a piece of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's even worse.
I saw a great conspiracy video where Beyonce is sitting down in an interview pregnant and her whole baby bump folds in half. And they think she had a surrogate and she pretended to be pregnant. And then that's why she got her post-baby body back so quick and so fast. It's because she was just walking around with a fake bump. I'll show you guys on YouTube later.
Did you see that video? Did you start off at a 9/11 conspiracy and just go down
rabbit
a wormhole?
Hole.
No, Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
And then rabbit hole to Beyonce's
No,
bump.
I typed into YouTube right away, Beyonce's fake baby bump.
You know what? I bet if I asked my wife, she'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I saw that video.
She is wouldn't tell. Is your wife a conspiracy theorist?
No, she's a Beyonce fan. She's a pop culture fanatic. So I'm surprised she wouldn't have told
That's
me.
That's actually that. Probably why you're so concerned about these celebrity baby bods. I think you're kind of inundated with it, right?
No, I just don't. You're never going to hear me. We got to fight for women's rights. I believe that, but I'm not one out there. But if there's one thing that makes me angrier than angrier, It's that I don't like that women are being shamed because they can't get a 12-pack ab the hour after a kid shits out of them. Yeah. I mean, what's your problem? What's your problem? Why aren't you doing crunches in the middle of labor, you pussy? What the fuck is your problem?
It's fucked up.
I don't like that.
They never acknowledge that there's a fucking team of people that are keeping this person together. They have a nutritionist. They have a personal trainer.
Oh,
they have
plastic
a
surgeon.
They have a surgeon.
They're literally having plastic surgery after they have a baby.
They have an entire staff of humans that are trying to keep this person to look the same way, to maintain its marketability.
I hate that.
Why would you ever think in your life that you would have that unless you're rich and obnoxious?
Yeah, but that's the only reason people pay attention to these people is their body. That's it. They have literally
nothing
else to offer.
But there's so many hot people in general. Like, what's the difference?
Well, I know, but that's why they do it. Their career is going to be over if they just look like a regular person.
Huh.
You know, there's a lot of pressure. Like, that magazine is applying pressure, but they're doing that because of the pressure that's being applied to them, and it's just a big pressure wheel.
Yeah. I think that's part of the reason why I thought stand-up was so freeing, is I was like, I don't have to give a shit. But like, I do think comedy is kind of going that way.
Comedy's getting too cute.
It is. Like, people have to be pretty to be comics now, too. That's like really... It's getting annoying. There's more and more casting.
That's just destroying.
You have been.
I'm just getting booked. Like, God, Ryan, you're so fucking hot. How about you get the 10 o'clock spot Friday, Saturday night? Where? Every club in America? You got it. You're so goddamn hot.
Not Thursday, though. Not Sunday.
No.
Just Friday,
Saturday. We're talking home run hitting material. Yeah.
But I do think it's moving more in the direction of like castability and thinking about things like that as opposed to content.
Do you think that that's real, or do you think that that's just something because you moved to LA a little bit ago?
No, I felt that. I felt that before.
You notice it more being here?
Of course. I'm immersed in it. Like, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? I can't be in a place without somebody being like, I can only have lettuce for the next 9 years. Like, that's, you know what I mean? And just being unhappy.
Every acting class?
Yes.
Oh my God.
All of that stuff. Yeah. It's just, and I get it. And I get they're trying to sell something. I'm not knocking you taking care of your body. That's not what I'm trying to say. But, what made me gravitate towards stand-up is like it was this like really free thing where it wasn't like acting, where it wasn't everything was based on a look, not even necessarily like having to be a stereotypical whatever a hot person is, but like, you know, having to look like a particular way for a particular role. You know, like if like a dude that looks like a professor, he's gonna try to maintain looking like a professor so he keeps getting work doing that, you know. And stand-up didn't really have that. It just had this beautiful, you can just be a person and a unique individual, and that was like enough.
Right.
But I don't think it's like that as much. I mean, I think that'll prevail because I think if you're good at something, it doesn't matter. But, or else I would have given up if I didn't think I was like, could overcome that or something.
Well, I mean, again, none of this affects me.
I know. No, I know you're perfect.
Completely castable, charismatic, hilarious.
You're all of those things.
I'm all those things. I'm
the
hot demographic right now. I'm 40, balding, white. That's the hot tween demographic. That's where all the YouTubers are going. They just YouTube middle-aged uncle. And that's what everybody wants to see right there.
Mm-hmm.
Snap it, man. That's me. Snap it.
They actually make a filter of you.
Yeah. You want to be that. I'm more adorable than the goddamn rabbit ears.
I don't like the dog. I think that they're in a lot of... Isn't it kind of creepy?
What?
These chicks with all the animals?
The dudes when they do it. It's creepy. I can understand girls doing it, making their eyes look like anime characters and shit like that.
Yeah, but
dudes
it's
doing
animals.
It, I'm like, dude,
but then it's like,
come on.
Oh, I'm a rabbit. You want to fuck. Like, doesn't that seem fucked up?
I've been doing a lot of the animal filters and making suicide threats with animal filters on
that's
Instagram.
Really funny.
That's funny.
I've been doing that a lot lately. I like got a bunny ears and I'm like, I just, the tunnel vision is tightening and I just can't see a way out. and the bunny ears like wiggle.
That's fun. That's a fun use of them.
I I put a thing out on Instagram, said if you were going to kill yourself live on Instagram, what filter would you use? And a lot of people got back to me with what filter they would use.
I don't know. I think it's kind of creepy. I think it's just like, oh, look at these animals that have tits. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's a little bizarre.
And it's adults doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
So like kids, I'm like, all right, I can see you.
Yeah, I'll fuck
that's
that.
Fun. No. Yeah, totally, right? I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. That's all. I get it.
You think it, I say it. That's
the
difference.
But that's a kid's toy. And I think it's a lot of things that would be cool for kids are now like what adults are trying to do. Like those face filters, like that's a kid's toy.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to be sexy with it. Ugh.
I sometimes during my day job have to go to Facebook's office and they have coloring books for the
I would burn the building down.
For the adults.
No more. No, that's not.
Listen, it's good for morale.
It
isn't. Sometimes you just have to get your green out. Sometimes you just feel periwinkle and you need to release it to the world.
I feel like if you're going to have adult coloring books, if you at any point paint outside of the line, you are instantaneously fired.
Sure.
Because that is an adult coloring book and you will be in the lines. No creativity here. We smash it out here at Facebook.
Yeah. That office is ridiculous.
Adult coloring books, Bicycle Lanes. Jesus Christ.
Bicycle
Lanes.
Where do you want them to ride their bike?
Back on the street. Take that fucking... Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did they widen the road also?
No.
They just put down some paint and they were like, oh, you're as good as cars. You're your own vehicle. No, you're as good as a moving building with wheels on it.
You're as good as cars.
No, you're as good. You're equal or greater than a fucking semi truck. It is. I mean, look, I think it's dangerous as hell to ride your bike. I always look around. I'm like super crazy. I still look around. I'm crazy safe about it. And a bicyclist still ran their bike into me. Still slammed right into me. And by the way, it's your fault if that happens. No matter what you did, it's your fault.
I had a kid try to fucking scam me like that, dude.
I had a Mexican try to scam me.
This kid was,
an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was right. It was like when I think it was my second day in Los Angeles. I was driving through Glendale and this kid, I saw him riding next to me and he like ran his fucking handlebars into the back end of my car and then tried to tell me that I hit him. And I was like, no, bitch, that's not how this works.
Right.
Like trying to get my insurance information and stuff like that. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Did you beat his ass?
No. I didn't.
Dude, try to get $300 out of me. I was like, you're the one who did way more damage to my car than that. I'm not giving you $300.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I used to be a bike messenger in Atlanta and you should have seen Ryan just shake his head at me.
No, I think, you know what's funny that you bring that up? Of all the legitimacy, that is to me is the most dangerous of jobs is bike messenger.
It's insane.
But I had respect.
I think it's because you saw that movie with fucking Kevin Bacon.
No,
where he
I
was
had
a bike
respect
messenger.
For what they
no,
did.
It's
I
very
mean,
dangerous.
Think about what they're doing in the age of email, just writing paper around. Such a total. It's just no. It. I mean, I respect. They're like a like some sort of but a bunch of pirate scamps out there doing little tricks on their fixed gears.
You just have to go to court and get shit stamped.
That's what I'm talking
fax.
About. But yeah, I mean, yeah. It's still a gig that you got to do.
It's just like a courier. In a city, it makes sense.
It's
you got to get
like
papers.
A courier. It just is a courier.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like...
It's the people that are like now who are just civilians on their bikes.
Bicycling against oil wars.
And then like if you... And they're not looking out for them at all.
Because they're
times.
Not riding a bike like a bike messenger.
They have
the bike
right
messengers used to like trying to not die. And,
yeah.
Like,
with these bike
like,
lanes, these civilians think they have the right to just knock on your window if things get a little too close.
Yeah. Because
you're in their fucking lane. Nah, man.
No, dude, I hate the people who politicize their bikes too and act like they're doing something revolutionary. And like, have you ever seen it? Do you know what a critical mass is? I'm sure you've seen it.
No, I've seen it. That's cool.
It's cool, but it's pretty ridiculous because they plan them for rush hour because they want bicycle awareness.
So yeah, we talked about this last episode. Yeah.
Oh, the very last episode?
Yes.
Oh, I was probably going to talk about driving a car through it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's where I was going again. Never mind. Fuck you, bikes.
But yeah, it's like it's supposed to help with the flow of everything, but then it didn't. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't really.
It just annoys people into wishing they had a bicycle.
Yeah. I don't even know how.
There are hindrances everywhere. I ride the train, and this woman had her bike like perpendicular to the hallway, so she was touching both walls of the handicap seats, making a gate. And then she could not move it far enough to get people in. So now there's plenty of standing room between the aisle, but we're all in a cattle car trapped by her bike.
So it was like rush hour?
Yeah. And I tried to get her to move, and she was so bitchy to me about it. Oh, my God. And I just wanted to throw her bike off the train.
Jeez. Well, here's the thing. It's like, just be self-aware, dude. You know what I mean? Just fucking be self-aware. It's not really that difficult.
That's one of my complaints on my paper.
Is it? Is
that the complete dedication to a lack of self-awareness is astounding in this town. And it's never, I'm talking on an hourly basis.
Give me an example.
Oh, Jesus Christ. FaceTiming in public.
Oh, that is fucking annoying. That is annoying.
FaceTiming in public? How about this? I'm going to one up that. FaceTiming on the plane.
Oh, no.
FaceTiming on the plane. You can see it every night at SpiritAirlinesandFrontier.com.
Oh, my God.
As a elite member of Spirit Airlines, oh, and I mean it when I say that. I'm dead serious.
That's not a thing.
It is. It is.
There's no way that's a thing.
I don't think they know it is a thing.
They put you in the cockpit?
I mean, I saw it on my statement.
Do they just give you the plane?
I get to fly the plane every so often. I do. And I earned it. Because I wanted to say that I earned as many. I wanted to say, and by the way, it's a super low number. It's like 25,000 miles is elite.
Do you know how hard that is to get with Spirit? Because they cancel every flight.
Yeah.
Wait, you as a national touring comedian, you fuck with Spirit.
I'll tell you why. Because I respect the fact that they really commit to being garbage. Like, have you ever seen their logo? It's like they drew it, and they're like, oh, it's our logo. Like, that's your... It's like they sketched it out. Spirit, kinda, you know?
Yeah.
You can't respect that from a distance, though? Do you have to get on their plane?
I gotta tell you, man, my loyalty to an airline, it goes as far as how can you get me direct to the place I need to be? And Spirit Airlines flies direct to Cleveland out of LAX. And that's how you get my loyalty. And they're super
cheap. That is the most Spirit thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Totally.
We'll get you right to Cleveland.
I got news for you. A direct flight is a direct flight at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you realize all the other fucking airlines have those too, right? Like, you don't have to go with Spirit.
Oh, yeah, I know. And you laugh at it like, ha ha ha.
I do because I've taken a ton of them and they're awful. It's but awful Spirit, every time.
Spirit figured out, like, dude, we're just going to become the Greyhound of the skies and we're just going to start swallowing business, which they've started doing. So what did United all of us start doing? Now they have direct flights to Cleveland that are cheaper than Spirit and they're doing the same thing. It's like you can, if you check a bag, it's this, and you have to get this certain economy rate, but you still have to do Spirit garbage. They just ripped off what Spirit was doing and said, oh no, we have these super cheap tickets, but then you have to pay for your bag, pay for breathing, pay for a snack, pay for
your
firstborn's eyelids, to check a bag.
By the way, it's bad up there in those skies.
I know,
it's bad.
It really is.
I mean, it's like first class is what coach used to be. I don't know if you've seen a first class.
It doesn't look any better.
I remember as a kid sitting coach, I'm like, that's what a coach seat was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like 2005, it was the last time I was in first class, but because I was in the military,
right,
and they would bump me up. But it was like a fucking recliner compared to what it is now.
Yeah, it was,
and
that like, was just like a mini like a mini lazy boy.
Yeah.
You know, it was like nice and cool. And now I look, I'm like, man, your fabric is just pulled tighter than ours is. Like, it doesn't look any much better. And then they tried to make like a middle class where it was like that economy plus or whatever, where it's just, well, these are cloth seats instead of fucking linoleum or whatever.
Instead of aluminum bleachers at a high school stadium.
It's like a minor league baseball game.
Ding dong.
Meanwhile, you got to step over a cockfight to find your seat and coach. Yeah.
But it is shitty. I mean, I have seen it all. But my favorite thing, like to the point where I give up on the human race when I see someone FaceTiming on a plane They're just having a... Why would you
And they don't
think,
even have headphones on. They no, don't even have
that's
headphones.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, they don't headphones even have, is a huge difference.
Big difference. Then you're just like, oh, all right. You know, I know not to look over there.
And you know for a fact the conversation is unimportant.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if you only hear one side, you can fill in the blank that maybe they're on their deathbed.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
But like when you can hear the phone call, dude, all right, now this may be out of or below your income brackets, but I'll one up the FaceTiming on the plane, FaceTiming in a Uber pool with no headphones.
Oh,
I will
on.
Smash
no,
your face
you.
Through a windshield.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I had that
We're
a couple
already
days ago.
Sad enough we have to be in a carpool to begin with.
Oh.
And now you want to bring me into your shitty relationship? Come on.
I had to sit next to some guy who took a shower with cologne. Was FaceTiming his friend, and I don't. The only
Why
conversation
are you
was
FaceTiming your friend.
It was two guys.
That's what the fuck. Why men. Do you ever need to look at another man's face?
And he was just going, "Oh, bruh, ah, that's fucked up, bruh." I was like, "I'm gonna throw your phone out the window." I swear to God. But instead, I just gave him looks. I'm losing my edge. As I said, I'm turning into such a pussy. I don't want to get punched in the face ever again.
I mean, right there was a cause for me never taking Uber pool again.
Yep.
You know what? The saving of 75 cents is not worth that.
Nope. I'm having an asthma attack from his cologne, and I'm listening to his stupid conversation.
I will have my own private car. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, not to be
I'll take
bougie.
A bike.
Yeah, I'll take a bike.
On the train.
What's another example of somebody not being self-aware? Like, that's because that's...
How about shooting your fucking indie film in public transportation and blocking a gate to get on the train because you need to get a shot of a guy going on the train while people are trying to get to work? That is the most L.A. fucking issue.
Why don't you just do it in the middle of the day like a fucking... Like anybody
I've
else?
I've had so many... I've been in probably 400 indie films just by going to work on the metro. Like, easily.
By taking public transportation.
Yeah, and it's like, y'all know you're all making the same stupid movie, too. And you're in everybody's way.
Oh.
I was like, is there a film school that has a project that says film metro? Is that... Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Maybe it's a class. You got to learn how to film trains.
And they act like you need to respect it. Like, oh, look out, we're shooting here. You know, as they and the guy backs up with a camera. Like, no, you look out. You are making the stupid movie. I guess, anyway, there's no self-awareness.
That is annoying. That's annoying. I wouldn't... It wouldn't surprise me if that was a project for a certain class.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've seen it that much.
A lot. Seen a lot on the gold line because they can't go on the red line because their cameras will get stolen.
Yeah, red line, you got to keep your head on a swivel on there.
Yeah, I know.
I had a friend who was he's dumb enough to be on his fucking iPad and somebody did that thing where they grab it and run off.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But he wouldn't let go. He beat the guy.
That's
he
awesome.
Beat the guy. The guy finally got off and ran, but he wouldn't let go.
Yeah,
and
like a rugby scrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I was just like, dude, I mean, I am locked tight on everything I'm holding on that train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the worst town to be poor in that I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, it's incentive. Yeah. They definitely make it pretty clear that you need to go.
Yeah.
There's no room for growth. You either have money or get out.
Yeah, it's either you're in a tent mm-hmm. in MacArthur Park or you're in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to kick you in the face every day.
I mean, especially if you're as a comedian. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like I started completely over when I moved here because I was like, I was used to working on the road and getting a sum total of money for the end of my work.
What's that mean?
Dude, and now I talk about it with you, even though that's mm-hmm. when Carmen and I met. That was my reality. Like, when I talk about it, I'm like, oh my God, I used to get paid for doing it. It's like,
yeah.
I have to remember it. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime we
but
do
you
a
still
spot
go on the
here,
road to get reminded of it. I mean, like, that's the that's why I'll never not go on the road.
I mean,
because
you have to diversify that. Well, you have to mix it up. Or you'll go crazy.
Well, yeah, but just because you can't, there's no way to maintain. I'm sorry, but three to seven minutes is not enough. Especially once you've already tasted what an hour tastes. You know what I mean? Like, you already know how much stage time, like how that feels and how it really just makes you feel better as a person.
Yeah.
To come here and have that completely stripping from, like, taken from you, you have to go on the road.
Yeah.
You have to.
3 minutes is not creative.
No.
It's not a creative amount of time. It's an audition. And that, I don't know, that's bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. you can't experiment.
And you're not auditioning at open mics.
No.
Like, you're not, like,
for
that's
nothing.
Not, no, you know? And some of these, like, shows, it's just like, it's it's this town is just it's drenched in apathy too, which is like somebody told them that it was cool to be apathetic, and people don't reward effort and stuff like that as much here. And with all that, like, that's why it's like I'd like to go someplace where people appreciate the art form that I'm performing, that I'm doing.
At full volume.
Yeah.
I feel like when I do comedy here, I have to perform it at volume two, mm-hmm. and I have to make it sound shitty for it to
yes,
work.
Yes. I have a friend who came here from Florida who you know, mm-hmm. but this isn't going to sound nice to him, but it is. But like he, like you know, he's got time in. He's headlined some places, and he's a performative comedian. He has act outs, and he's loud. Mm-hmm. And when he goes to mics, you can feel snobbery. Come like he just can't exist the way that, and it works. I've seen him do well,
yeah,
like in front of crowds. But like when he does it at an open mic or something, it's just everybody's so judgy, and it's just like, oh really, you're talking about this, like,
or oh really, you have a voice, you're doing a voice now. Well, but it's what's fucked up is like those are the same people that'll exalt someone because they at an alt show they'll fucking do a character or some rap song parody or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's like, okay, well, what the fuck do you people want then?
Right.
Yeah, it's like you can only make it in LA like that. If they don't make it, I mean, they couldn't exist anywhere else like that with that shitty attitude.
I got to a point where I was like, I've actually been hovering above. I got to a really down point when you start blaming everything else but yourself for your success. That's when you know you're just like blaming,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then, but the one thing that really got to me the most is at one point I thought, like, I started to start believing this, my own conspiracy theory of like, if you just start trashing white people, is this how you move? Is this the hot topic right now?
And it is. It is.
Yeah, that's the lazy punchline now.
Yeah,
some white dude.
And then. That's one level of it, but the next level of it is when I started seeing white people do it to white people. Like, I'm like, how can you do that? Like, you can do, we're comics, we can talk about whatever we want, but my point is like, okay, let's say a race war started tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yep.
Because we know some people wouldn't show up, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the blacks. That's what I'm talking about. Black people are late. If there was a race war, let's say the race war started. Let's say we're divvying up sides. Do you also think there will be a free agency? What do you think we're going to trade you to the other side? Yeah. Do you think they're going to want you?
I think they work.
No, they'll kill you. Like they will kill you day one. Boom, you're dead. One less of you. And they don't want a locker room cancer, to tell you the truth.
It's true.
I don't understand. I don't know. I guess I was very mad up until this whole Charlottesville debacle. Then I was like, I guess you can be pissed about that. I understand the anger a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's this thing though where people try to do, like, I'm the good one, they're the bad ones.
Oh, I hate that.
That's what it is.
Guys do that shit with girls, man.
I call those oyster boys. I've talked about it on this podcast
before. Oyster boys?
Yeah, because they're fucking, they got the hard shell, but they're just slimy on the inside. Ugh. And all they do is couple up next to somebody's girlfriend and shit talk their boyfriend until they get them. That's an oyster boy.
Oh, I love that term.
Yeah, it's fucking, I hate that shit. Guys do that all the time, and it's a counterproductive way. It does everybody no good. But I just, I think that, like, I felt this in the Bay Area. That's where I started comedy. I lived in the Bay Area a long time, where, like, whenever you moved there, everybody who moved there after was a gentrifier, was a rent raiser, was a bad person. But like, I got here in 2008, so I'm here way before all these people.
Oh yeah, the culture was so rich before.
Yeah. Before you people came and destroyed it. And it's just the same way with white comics destroying white other white people. It's like, I'm good.
I was
bad.
Here during the housing crisis. Yeah. You don't know pain.
Yeah. I had that bubble burst all over my face. Yeah, it's just this this separation, and it's like, look, admit it. You're in a very nice position in society, and you don't know how to deal with it, so you just start name calling.
Well, yeah, it's just like trying to. It's that whole thing, like like women who only hang out with women who aren't as attractive as them because right. it makes them look better. The same kind of idea where it's just like, oh no, I'm the best one. I'm the one that mm-hmm. yeah. And it's just like, come on, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge that you're white and that things were easier for you. Like, that's okay. Right. Like, yeah. nobody's mad at you for that.
No.
They're mad because of a societal thing of you people trying to not acknowledge it, and you're still not acknowledging it.
Right.
You're just trying to separate yourself from it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't change anything. That's not progress.
That's not progress. It's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody... what are you going to do?
Like,
real
it's
work?
It's like the ultimate not being self-aware. Hey, excuse me. Hey, you're white. Just so you know.
I guess it's like, maybe it's also the first time, or just because I'm so surrounded by it now, than as opposed to being on the road. It's just that I think it's, I mean, there's a lot to be angry about right now. Like,
sure.
There's so much to be angry about. And it's gotten to the point where I've never been a political comic. I've never talked about politics, or if I did, I tried and it failed miserably, because you can't just do one joke then go back to farts.
Right. You open in a can of worms.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you better fucking dive in that can of worms if you're going to start talking politics.
Some fish. Yeah.
But this is the first time since I've done comedy where it's like, I want to, but just to vent an anger, but there's no punchline. But to me, that's not comedy. It's just, you're just fucking mad about what's going
on. Yeah.
And it's been tough because it's like, as comics, we write down the things that piss us off.
Yeah.
And that's all. It's always in the two things. It's the most angry I've been about something that has to do with our country since I've been alive.
What?
You're talking about Black Lives Matter?
I'm talking about Trump. Well, Black Lives Matter too. Yeah, but Trump. It's literally the worst. 41 years old. I've seen a few of these presidencies.
No, for sure.
For
sure. Well, that's why it's hard
and
for me to have.
And this is hands down the worst.
Oh, yeah. So much.
It's not even a question. George W. Bush, I miss him.
Yeah.
And I hated that guy. And I miss that dude.
You know what's funny? We talked on this podcast so much about how much we hated people making Trump out to be worse than Bush because they were too young to remember Bush. But since the time has passed, since we've talked about that, I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is actually way worse.
Yeah. And we're talking about a guy who started a war with a country based on some awful photos.
Yeah.
Awful photos.
Photoshop is so much better now, you know?
I know.
I mean, with a terrible filter, by the way, terrible filter on that photo, and trotted out a general and made him lie to the United Nations and say, no, this meth lab I'm pointing to, that's where nuclear weapons
nukes.
Are. Nukes. Look out, all the evils in these pictures.
Enriched uranium.
And we're talking about this guy, like we miss him because of how bad it's already with this fucking new dude.
You know,
I try to
make people laugh, because I feel like we're so inundated with that all the time, though. Like, it's on social media. It's like in person. It's the news. It's everywhere. It's on the radio. Like, I mean, I feel like, don't you want a fucking break from that?
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do, because I get a response whenever I do anything political. I get a
I'm not
way
saying you shouldn't, but there's a lot of
response.
People talking. I'm referring to what he's talking about. We're talking about things that are upsetting you without punchlines.
Right.
If you don't have punchlines about it, then
that's
it's
why
just
I don't
like
talk about it.
Right.
Because I'm going to just be like, blah.
This sucks. What the fuck is happening? Our world is shit right now.
Well, here's the other side of that. I see comics go up and just do that, and it's like their political material is doing. It's just saying that out loud. And it makes me mad because I know I'm the oldest guy in the room. And it goes back to like, no, like, sucks as compared to what? Like,
right.
You were a child when Barack Obama was in office. Like, and you're going to, what does this suck compared to?
Yeah.
Please tell me what this suck compares to that you remember.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me.
Right. There's no.
This sucks. No, it's not an app on my phone. It's terrible. Like, yeah, this is inconvenient for a lot of people, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, it's
like, I guess there's no basis for their anger. They don't know anything else.
Right.
Whereas
yeah,
I'm
mad.
Like, oh God, I remember some just debacles from this country.
You're mad because you have experience and context. They're mad because they're still producing hormones because they're in the middle of puberty. It's very different.
Yeah. I mean, we all have a right to be mad, but it's that old man anger in me. Like, you don't know how bad we had it.
I just don't like how that gets belittled, because like the only comics I listen to and like really pay attention to are in their 40s or older.
Yeah.
And like, I've always been that way. And like,
yeah, me too.
I hate how people just dismiss it with old man anger, grump stuff when young people do that, because it's like comedy specifically is a humorous take on opinion. So why do I want to hear a 24-year-old's opinion? You know, since I was a teenager, I mean, George Carlin was the first comic and Richard Pryor that I really got into, and both of them were in their 40s before in the videos I saw. And I've never liked, there's never been a young comic that I've like, I've laughed, but I've never like fucking given my mind and heart to.
Yeah. Yeah. This person gets it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Comedy gets better when you get older. And that's something I just don't think LA really pays attention to.
Well, it's not just, yeah.
Unless you're Dave Chappelle and you're a phenom at 19.
Yeah. When it's also, they don't pay attention to it. And then anytime they say anything that's like not on par with what they're saying, it's just like chalked up to the 8. Oh, you don't know. You're old. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, no, you're young. You don't know what you're talking about either.
Like, you don't get why there's 27 genders. And it's like, no, you don't understand why that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you're not right because it's new.
Yeah, right.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
But whatever. So the email can be directed straight to Brian Vokey for that line if you want, instead of at no sir, I don't like it. I think there's just no respect for fucking age and wisdom. And I'm not trying to push my own agenda.
Oh,
like,
dude, you can't even tell a story. You can't even tell a story anymore. I was just doing a story show, and I'm telling the story because it happened to me in the past. Like, because I worked at SeaWorld, SeaWorld of Cleveland, Ohio. Why? What? That's the truth. We had a SeaWorld.
That's already the funniest story ever.
When you think deep, deep sea water mammals, you think Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the one in Florida. And I say it
because that part's funny. Because
that's so funny.
It was one of their more profitable parks too, which is weird.
Well, yeah, not really, because they're like, we never get to see shit like this.
Yeah, and it was only open a few months of the year. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was open, so they made all that profit in a short amount of time.
Wow.
But what I told you just gets a laugh.
Yeah.
And in the back of the room, it's, boo, SeaWorld sucks. And I'm just like, fuck you. All right? This is before people were killer whale, killer woke. This is a time before that. This is just the part of the story. Like, we get it. You saw a documentary. You are now, by proxy, an activist. We understand that. You're just a warrior of beliefs because you have a Netflix password you're borrowing. You did so much research on this. I can see you swam with these animals. You fed them. You clothed them. You brought them home. I understand. Like, stop it. Stop waiting to be offended by something because you saw something else.
Yeah,
dude. Also,
I mean, why this podcast is fun.
Also, our lives are very similar to, unless you're rich, you're basically living like a killer whale in SeaWorld. You know, so like
SeaWorld of Cleveland.
Yeah, you're so worried about the way this whale. If you took 1 second to look at your own life.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically your life. You're in this little fucking tub. You used to be a wild creature. Now you're just like in this shitty apartment, mm-hmm. eating this shitty food that you've been brought to a grocery store. It's just, people have no context. And meanwhile, this wherever city you're in has a district full of homeless people, and you could make a joke about that and they would laugh. It's like, right. Go fuck yourself. SeaWorld's worse than whatever. I'm not gonna, we already went I'm not going to go in. I'm with you. See, this is why I'm not going to be good the further I get in comedy, because if somebody just said boo, I would dedicate the rest of my set to just, I'd lose it. I lose it too easy.
Really? Like, yep. you just
lose it.
Lose it, lose it?
Lose it, lose it.
Yeah. See, I would at least, I mean, I don't think I'd lose it at that point. I was more, I'd be more like, you're ridiculous if you're booing a part of a story that happened so long ago. I was a child, and you're booing based on something you saw probably 6 months ago. But I wouldn't fold my set in half over it, but I would definitely play with them. I think I lose it. I lose it now if someone is just having a full-on phone conversation in a show on the phone.
Wow.
You know what?
That to me is like, just take a shit on the stage. Come up here and shit on the stage. Because that way,
right,
it would be, at least I would actually respect you more because you committed to how much you don't want to be here.
Right.
You just took a shit right next to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? That's a walk-off. I gotta go.
Yeah.
You got me. You can't. There's nothing funnier than you taking a shit in front of these people.
Well, yeah, nobody's gonna pay attention to you if there's a live shit right next to you.
And then after, it just smells, so you can't. You can't have staying power.
Like, I don't even get swayed anymore by if a phone rings. I don't even go, or if somebody's texting. I don't even care.
Yeah,
I could give a shit if somebody's texting during a show. It's like, good, you're not talking. That's all that matters to me.
I've seen so many road guys lose their shit over somebody texting, and I'm like, dude, now there's just too many people that do it.
And they're like texting with babysitters and shit, you know, and stuff like, dude, I'm like, nah, man, go ahead, do it. Just could you turn your cell phone off Lighthouse?
Could you searchlight? Yeah.
could you switch it off Sun?
Like, everybody already knows it's better for your battery anyways. Yeah. Why are you in a dark room with the brightest possible screen?
Like, I instantaneously do that.
You look like you're trying to film Poltergeist.
I automatically, it goes straight down. Because I'm going to be texting during stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, any place I go that I'm dark, I just think it's like, it's as rude as the phone going off.
After 6 p.m., it just needs to be low. What else do you need your brightness for that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The best is when they get reading glasses out to look at the phone when they're an older person. That's the best.
Do you find Brian that you get angry super easy during your sets if somebody acts up?
Now more
like
than
there's no banter, or is it if you're here?
Is it in Los Angeles specifically?
Like, if you go back to San Francisco, I feel like, is that where you started?
Yeah.
I feel like you can get up and get all the stage time in the world.
I'll be there next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Killing it. Just going all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. It's gotten pretty uptight up there, actually. Things are kind of better. Yeah. The audiences are really insane.
I've never even played in
People
San
are
Francisco.
Fleeing from there. The comedy scene sucks there right now.
Really? Because,
yeah.
How does that happen?
The crowds are so uptight.
Oh, really?
They're like the most PC crowds in the world. It's bad. It's really bad.
But aren't you have to be rich to live there, don't you?
Yes, that's the problem.
So the PC rich, which is aren't you the most evil?
Yeah.
If you're politically correct rich,
you're connecting.
It means you're hiding bodies.
Yeah.
You're connecting dots that don't need that people don't want. It's like shh.
It's like completely.
They're onto us. Right,
yeah.
Promise.
Yeah. Get on the Google bus and go. No, I find myself getting angrier more now than I ever have, but I've also finding slowly that it's work. Like, it's so natural that people are laughing at it, but I don't care how it goes.
Right.
But they're laughing, so it's working. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't care if I fuck it. I hate all of you. I don't give a shit what you think, kind of anger, but they laugh. So I guess it's fine.
Well, that's good.
I went through a phase like that.
Just there was like snapping.
Yeah, I snapped easy. But I think that was because for me, I was like in a struggle within myself as far as like what I was doing as far as stand-up goes.
Yeah.
So like I was just like, don't fucking interrupt me. I'm trying to figure something out, you know?
Right. See, I have crystal clear vision. I know exactly where I'm at, what I'm trying to do.
Oh, yeah?
No. No, I mean, that's obviously I'm in that exact same struggle. And it's just also, it's especially when somebody like I had a joke that references Meatloaf, and somebody yelled out, "He'd do anything for love," and then screaming straight to "Shut the fuck up!"
Wow,
like and it crushed, but it was like, it's not going to work every time.
That's not going to work every time.
You can't be like that.
You went right to the nuclear option.
Yeah, right away. And luckily, it was in Orange County, so they were down.
Yeah.
Yeah, said words that if I did this in the Bay Area, there'd be a Facebook post that was shared 3,000 times, and I would never be able to work within 100 miles of the Bay Area again.
Gross.
Yeah.
I can't wait till after this weekend coming up.
I'm going to be good. I am. They're all just bar shows.
Okay.
So it's just
there's
all,
a freedom to bar shows now.
Yeah.
You really can talk about anything.
Mm-hmm. I like bar shows.
Well, I did before because it was rowdy and stuff, but now it's like if you really want to talk some shit, go to a bar show.
Yeah. I like that. I have fun with that. I just don't understand why now everybody thinks you have to agree to be entertained. Like, I laugh at Nick DiPaolo. I don't agree with Nick DiPaolo's opinions, but I think he's hilarious.
Yes, great comic.
He's one of the best. But like now it's like you're guilt by association. Now all of a sudden I'm a fucking Trump supporter. That's how people feel. They're like, if I laugh at him, then I'm supporting his opinions. I think that's just like the biggest problem I have, because like I enjoy different perspectives. I don't know why that's not okay.
Because then how else do you like really? Oh, I never thought about it like that. Even if you still don't agree, I'm just like, man, I never thought to think about it like that.
But he's not even like,
and I don't even mean him. I just mean in general. Like these are like different comics, different perspectives. Like, oh, like okay, I never thought about being a mom like that. That's a pretty interesting way of like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to all be like, no, that doesn't fit my narrative, so I can't be entertained by it.
It's all like applause break bullshit where it's like straight white men need to go.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it when a white person.
Yeah, exactly.
Says
by
that.
The way, that character was a straight white man. Yeah. If that was unclear.
Oh, that is, you're disgusting. What an awful person.
I know. Take your self-hate somewhere else. Don't amplify it.
I'm like, you're not even writing jokes. You're writing towards a demographic at that point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's it's a campaign speech.
Yeah. Here's the thing is plenty of people got enough self-hate. Like, why are you trying to wear that as a badge? Like, it's something to be proud of. I thought the whole point was you live your life and you try not to hate yourself. That's the whole thing.
Or have a fun take.
On an individual basis. Yeah, have a fun take. Manage your self-hate. Now it's like, I hate myself, right? And everybody's like, yeah.
It was whiter than mayonnaise and frisbee golf or something. And you're just like, yeah, I've heard that 10,000 times today.
Mm-hmm.
Just come up with even a new example. Just do something. Or run for Senate. You know, like if that's what you want to do, if you want to have people clap for you and love your opinions and not write jokes, run for public office.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's, I mean, that is politics.
Politics. How's up with this Trump guy? He's doing all right.
Yeah, I think he's figuring it out, right?
Yeah.
I really hope a punk band comes out with an album with the cover of him staring at the eclipse. Because that looked like a Dead Kennedys album. I saw it like that, just looking up, staring with no glasses at the eclipse. That was like, oh my God, he's a retard. This is insane. Did y'all see the speech he gave in Arizona with that black dude behind him?
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm convinced that was a white guy in blackface. I'm convinced.
No, he was a real person. They were talking. My wife was telling me they were, because I missed a lot of it. I was recapping it on CNN. And basically, Anderson Cooper's show used to be a news show.
Used to be.
And now it's like, guess what this asshole did again? Guess what he did? That's the show. I'm like, I even said to my wife, I'm like, this used to be a news show with segments. Now it is. He just trashes Trump. The first half of the show, and by the way, I'm on a side. I'm not saying, but I mean, this is the design of the show.
Yeah.
He gets out there and he's like, look what this asshole lied about again today. Lied about this shit. I can't believe we're dealing with this every fucking day. Let's go to the panel. And he goes right to a bunch of panels. And it's like, that's why I'm mad, because that's what we have to do. It's like, we have to recap the madness every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's madness.
It really is. The guy, like, just opened, yeah, like the Sheriff Joe shit. Oh, boy.
The black guy in the background's great, and she was trying to tell me that they did a background check on whoever that dude is, and the guy's wanted for crimes.
Oh, he somebody, looked like Cat Williams.
It was. I was like, where did they dig up this guy? Where did they dig up this guy? And how did they move him to the front of the crowd immediately?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I want to believe. I want to believe Trump handpicked him. Like, you're perfect. Loud, obnoxious. And if you watch it, you see the white people behind him getting mad because he's just in front of them flailing about. Yeah. And you see it in their eyes, like, yeah, he's, I guess we agree on some things. Ah, damn it.
I don't even
want to hate you, but I can't.
I don't even like
our leaders here. Must look good for leader.
Oh my God. I just don't understand how educated, because I know some people in my family who are smart people who like him, and I just can't.
Well, you got to write him off. You just be like, you just are not. You're like, yes, I'm still related, and I love you, and we're still family, but I'm never discussing anything of real importance with you.
Yeah.
No, you'll be like, let's say if there's an emergency and, you know, you're probably going to, I'm going to align myself with more like-minded people, and unless you have guns, then we'll need you. We'll need you if you have guns. And then, but we will slowly figure out a way to get rid of you. Because,
well, that's why, I think I'm going to buy a gun. I'm going to get armed myself. I'm not just going to let.
Well, I mean, I've seen this neighborhood you live in. You should arm yourself. The fact that you don't have at least a 9mm in that 18-foot tall air conditioner.
It's on a chair. It's not that tall.
Oh, it is on a chair.
Yeah, the saw into the upstairs neighbor's floor to put the air conditioning in. It's like Fenway Park.
It is good because, like, you can sleep through all sorts of noises around you. Because, I mean, I have the same type of deal.
It's helicopters, gunshots.
It sounds like a jet engine.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, because I have nice dogs going off. I got two buildings going on. One up in front of us. One behind us. They're going up. And so it's like you have to drown all that with just deafening sound.
I've been going to sleep to brown noise.
What's brown noise?
Some progressive. But it's
rap. What?
It's
nothing? You're not going to laugh at that?
I am laughing at it.
Don't laugh into the microphone. Carmen Morales just laughed at a racist joke.
That was fucked up, and I don't stand for this kind of humor, and straight white men need to go.
Boy, you can get the guy out of San Francisco.
But you can't get the guy out of the guy in San Francisco. Lots of gays. What else is on the list? Did we cover something? Or not cover something? The list is over there.
Let's see here.
Oh, look, the thing fell down.
No, I put it down there.
I guess as you can tell, I'm on a diet. I'm ripped.
Right?
I'm getting there.
I was like, is this John Cena? Did we learn John Cena on the podcast?
So I've had to diet, and I learned something. I've learned, well, first of all, if you really diet, meaning you cut sugar out, you learn something about sugar, that it is 5,000 times more addictive than, let's say, marijuana. We'll say marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And because of the mood swings, there is an actual withdrawal from it.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a week-long headache, and to the point where by day three, I'm like, I think I might have a tumor, because I've never had a three-day headache without boozing myself into that.
Right.
And I was like, this isn't normal. And then my wife's like, well, I've been cooking actually good meals with food that is unprocessed. You've been eating food and you don't have that sugar.
To, yeah.
You're not eating bread. You're not drinking beer. So you're going through this thing. And I'm like, the balls that the government had to even try to pitch weed as a gateway drug, when sugar is, I mean, I'm going through physical withdrawals from something that is in food, that is in everything. I'm going to a point where I was having mood swings, and I'm not a very emotional guy. I would go through these things where, like, I wanted to crawl under a bed for depression, then I'd be up. I'm like, this isn't weird. I'm not on any other weird drugs.
Right.
And after a week of that, I finally was back to normal. And you're going to sit there and tell people that it's sugar is less, is considered less harmful than marijuana is to you.
Yeah.
Like sugar, caffeine, I'll even go so far as to say, why don't we throw caffeine on top of it?
Caffeine is way more addictive.
Then we have to say this. We need to be like, okay, fine. Weed's a gateway drug. Caffeine is also the original. So if you have a Coke, you're probably going to be doing Coke.
Yep.
By that logic.
Yeah. Coke to Coke.
Coke to Coke. If you've
have you ever seen the amount of, they did the commercial where they poured the amount of sugar that is in a Coke into a glass?
So good.
Coca-Cola
is so good. So good. I love Coca-Cola.
It's like half a Dixie cup of sugar.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's 32 packets, I think.
I stopped drinking all that stuff. I watched that documentary about the corn. I just like the high fructose
corn syrup.
No, the they did a documentary about like how we're using corn and stuff like that, and how corn isn't everything because it's like a replacement for sugar, because like we don't even have enough sugar. That's why they had to like figure out a way to make corn syrup and all that stuff. Like all of it's sugar.
Instead of addressing how much sugar we're eating, we need to come up with a space sugar.
Yeah, we need to like we need to turn corn into sugar.
Yeah,
so we can
alchemy.
Yeah, so that we can keep selling people sugar. So I just like I stopped all that stuff.
I mean, did you have any withdrawal or anything?
Not really, but I'm not. I'm more of a salt person than a sugar person.
Oh, dude, it is like it was. I mean,
like
it
I never was a big
ass.
Soda person. I drink tea. Like I'd get my caffeine from.
What
tea.
What was a normal day like you before? Was as I far mean, as sugar is concerned.
I mean, dude, I would try to avoid soda, but I mean, if it was there, I'd have one or something like that. I mean, just a lot of processed food. I mean, and by processed, I'm not talking about just deli meats. I mean, anything that was in a sauce or anything like that.
Yeah.
A lot, especially when I was grilling, I was putting sauces on things. And
so you're not drinking right now either?
No, I'm deaf. Come on, I gotta give me a break. I mean,
this man's gotta live
vodka.
Somehow.
It's vodka sodas or the
he's
drink.
Turned into a model, is what's happening.
No, come on,
I'll have a vodka soda.
I need a
vodka soda with a lime. Actually, don't
beer.
Put the lime, just wave the lime over the glass and then throw it away.
Thing. It just turns into vodka soda. Can I have a diet lime?
Did you see the like? So I was following the eclipse on
I wish
NASA.
I wish I could hear the chirping that because if you want to get some good racism, just some finger licking good racism, just play Call of Duty online. Play Call of Duty online on Xbox.
Yeah.
That to me was like. Like when everybody thought that where are these new races coming from, I was always like, oh no,
they're all here
and they're all very current, they're all playing video games.
Yeah.
And they I mean I have never been more blown away by the language I'd heard just on that.
Yep.
And like, but that's why it's funny when people are like, these Nazis, how dare, I'm like, they've always been here. What do you think, they just went away?
Yeah,
we evolved them out. No, there's terrible people around.
Yeah, they've mostly been in our military and our prison system.
Yeah.
Mostly.
That's where they usually keep them. Some of them both.
Well, and that's like where you really, like, that's kind of a breeding ground for it, if you think
absolutely.
About it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but I was going to say, the Twitter feed for the NASA eclipse, NASA, like, I go on Twitter to watch the eclipse, and it's just like, you fucking cucktard liberal snowflake bitches. NASA's feed for the fucking eclipse, and it's just like Trump is a bigot, and I was like, why are we talking about this right now?
Yeah, the moon and shit, the sun and the moon, we got a cool thing going on here. This should be the thing where everybody shuts the fuck up and looks, but it's still not.
It's supposed to supply perspective. That's what those great nature events, but no, people are too locked in now.
Yeah.
Like, what does a liberal snowflake have to do with the eclipse? It blew my mind.
Hey, what do you think about this? The alt-right, right? The alt-right,
yeah.
But they're really Nazis. They've changed who they are by just
doing
that.
Here's the thing that's upsetting me about that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
I want free speech, but I'm not a Nazi or alt-right.
Yeah.
Like, it's really fucked up that I can't just want to be able to say whatever I want.
Well, why can't you say whatever you want?
Because that's like a big. That's because that's like
a comic.
That's a big. Because that's a big angle for the alt right right now is the free speech.
They're co-opting the Constitution. But the difference is there's a.
Well, that's always been the case.
Yeah.
KKK rallies always every year. They always go to some fucking downtown and they exercise their free speech. They get all the permits. They do the thing. They have their demonstration and there's always a hoopla. There's never, they've always, that's the whole purpose. Like, we're exercising our right too. Well, you're exercising your right. And that's really the whole afternoon, really, is them just saying that shit.
Every year in Atlanta. They did that when I was a kid. Yeah. But there's just a difference between speech and actively organizing to like cause physical harm to somebody. That's when the lines crossed. But if you just want to go up and be like, down with Hitler. I like him. I think he had some cool ideas. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's like, and now anybody's listening to me, please go smash the nearest black guy's face in with a brick, then you've crossed free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
when there's no satire or comedy involved, and it's not a joke.
But it's all that internal like bullshit of people censoring each other and stuff where it's like, if you like say I want to be able to say whatever the fuck I want to, and like, but that, because that's the part, and I talk about this all the time, but like that's what freedom is, is anybody is anything.
It's a mess. It's say, like this room. Yeah,
exactly. Shut up. I cleaned my room for you guys to be here.
Democracy's like Carmen's room.
But it's a mess.
Disheveled.
But it's all about hot. That's how they get around it. You know, yeah. From white supremacy group that to they change themselves to the alt-right. They need to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to, other things. Like, you can't shout white power.
No.
But you could change that term to clean energy.
Wow.
Clean energy. Wow. White power, clean energy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
So the next time you hear Al Gore talking about this fucking clean energy, racist. Dude, he's racist.
We don't have time, but I have a lot of thoughts about Al Gore's green energy propositions from the early 2000s. lots of thoughts. I think he's a crypto fascist.
Wow. I'm not quite sure what that is.
I know
what fascist means, but crypto? That's a whole nother level.
He's a numbers fascist.
It's irrelevant because Al Gore's irrelevant. I know he made a sequel to that movie, but nobody really cares. Mm-hmm. But so there's no reason to waste energy on my feelings about that right now.
Are you wasting clean energy?
No,
or
I'm saving energy, so Al Gore wins in two ways. He's not going to get reamed by my sharp and informed mind, and energy is saved. So
perfect.
Thank you. You're welcome, polar bears.
Yeah. Ryan, tell people where to find you and stuff.
I'm on Twitter at Ryan Dalton, Instagram at The Ryan Dalton, Facebook at The Ryan Dalton, and I host a show. I'm a producer of a show called Comedians You Should Know.
Fucking rad show, too.
It is a fucking rad show, you skater dogs.
That's why they hate old people.
Thursdays. Tubular, man. Tubular. Tubular, bro. man. Bring your fidget spinners down to the old Comedians You Should Know. Get your hoverboards and fidget spinners, kids. Bring them on down.
It's at the Hollywood Improv.
At 10 p.m.
Thursdays.
At 10 p.m., ladies and
gentlemen. I've been
to
that show a bunch of times. That's a good show.
It's tonight. We got a hell of a lineup.
There's no reason to say it. It's not going to come out tonight.
Yeah? Well, that's why I didn't tell you who's on it, because it's every time we have a hell of a lineup.
Nice.
Boom.
Boom.
So when you get this up, probably never. It'll be
Carmen's gonna lose this immediately.
I deleted it. I deleted it. Sometimes it's real nice being abroad. You get to just be dumb and pretend to be an idiot. It's a really good time.
I thought it was the coffee maker.
Oh god.
Oh, I love you, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? What are you, stupid one?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't. No, sir, I don't like it.